Blog Talk Radio. And you better praise him out there, ladies and gentlemen. You better praise him out there. Welcome to Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Kevin Vaughn. We're excited about you being with us today. Hey, we're going to go right into prayer because God deserves all the praise and the glory and the honor. But before we go do that, we got to give God a hand clap of praise for who he is. He is the great I Am, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all better get excited about the Lord out there. Praise him. Praise him. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for who you are. Father God, we thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, Father God, that's flowing right now through the network, Father God, flowing right now through our guests, Father God, that's coming on right now in a few minutes, Father God. So we thank you so much for all that you're doing, Father God. Bless our families, for everybody listening. Father God, I know there's a lot going on the planet, Father God. We ask you to bless your people, Father God. Bless those who don't even know you. We bless those who don't even care about you, Father God. We bless our enemies, Father God. We bless our families and homes and single people, Father God. We bless those who are incarcerated right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you for all things. You told us to pray for everybody, Father God. Pray even for our enemies, Father God. Love our enemies. Love people, Father God. So we thank you in advance. So, Father God, we just want to thank you for who you are. You are God. There is no other gods before you, Father God. You are the one and only God, Father God. Father God, we thank you for precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for Jesus, the Christ, Father God, that died, Father God, rose again, and now sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding on behalf of us right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for the broadcast. Father God, bless our guest today. Father God, bless everything that she's about and everybody she's connected to, our family, friends, coworkers, business partners, Father God, clients, all customers, Father God, everybody, everything she touches, Father God, we bless it in the name of Jesus. So thank you for our guest today, Father God, as we open up in a little while later. But Father God, we just want to praise you and give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, I hope you're all excited. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. And we broadcast all across the globe. So those who are listening later on live right now, we bless you. And those who are listening later on, and those maybe listening across the water, all kind of continents here. We're talking about Africa, Asia, over down in Australia. We got people listening and all up in Alaska, Canada. So we thank God for the opportunity to bless the Lord at all times. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, that was wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, we want to give, praise God. We want to give credit to William Murphy. That was Praise Is What I Do. And we'll be playing some more songs that our guest loves to have tonight as well. But hey, without further ado, we're going to get started and get this thing rolling. Hey, our special, special guest today, ladies and gentlemen, her name is Courtney Johnson. And we're so excited about it. She's a businesswoman. And awesome. She's going to tell us a little bit more about that. But she's an awesome business owner and also an awesome woman of God. And she's got a tremendous love for the Lord and excited that the Lord saved her. We're just so excited about that and want to hear a little bit about Courtney Johnson today as well. So thank you so much for joining us. So, hey, let's go ahead and open up her line, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to welcome to the network. This is Power Connection. Courtney Johnson is our power connector today on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. So put your hands together as I open up her mic for our sister. Hey, Sister Johnson, how are you doing there, sister? How are you?
Great, thanks. I'm great, and you. Thank you for having me.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for accepting the opportunity to be with us and praise our wonderful God. Amen. How you doing today? What's going on down in your neck of the woods? What's happening?
Just cooking for me and my family. That's about
wonderful. It. Well, that's great. Wonderful day to cook. I tell you, I'm going to be doing some barbecue a little later on myself. I think we were tweeting back and forth what we're going to have today. So I love it. Can't wait
Amen.
To do that as well. That's wonderful. Well, Courtney, one thing we always give our guests today, we want to say a few words. Any few words you want to say before we get started? A little bit, anything you'd like to say to the network out there?
I just want to thank you all just for taking the time out of your day to tune in and just, you know, be willing and open to be encouraged. You know, that's about it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yes. Thank you so much. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the wonderful voice of Courtney Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, business owner, and the biggest part of everything, she loves the Lord. We're so excited about hearing her testimony and what she's all about. Well, one thing we wanted to hear, though, first, though, if you don't mind, Courtney, is hear about your business and what you do down there in the state of Florida as well.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little about your business, if you don't mind, and how you got started, and just a little bit about yourself, I guess. A little bit about yourself first, and then lead up to your business, and then we'll be going into your testimony as well. God bless you.
Sure. Thank you. God bless you as well, and each and every one of you guys. When I was in the 10th grade, I had got an opportunity to work with this lady here in Miami. She came here from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, her name is Samaya Newman. They call her, everybody know her as Sam. She had a business here. We started downtown and then ended up on 127th and Biscayne. It's called Let's Get Laced, but she sold it. But she took me under her wing because she knew I was looking for a job. So I just started out being her assistant, you know, helping cleaning. And from then she taught me a skill. And I ended up going to school for it and just started working my way and eventually branching on my own, starting from word of mouth, promoting myself through social media, and just gained followers and clients through there. So it's been like 7 to 8 years now that I'm still, you know, working and just perfecting my craft and just expanding and networking and just trying to grow as a businesswoman here in Miami, Florida.
Fantastic. That's what it takes, Courtney. That's exactly what it takes. Everything you just said, you got to network, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a business, service, or a product, you've got to network the planet. You got to network through social media. So we encourage everybody to do that on a regular basis, as Courtney's already figured out. And that's wonderful to have a mentor, too, Courtney, that you had. That's wonderful. And that you had a mentor that took you under the wing and wanted to show you the ropes, and you were able to, you wanted to learn it, obviously, didn't you? You just wanted to learn everything, didn't you? I love it.
Yes, successful woman, you know, and I just wanted to be great, you know, and do great things.
Right.
And I have had many opportunities to just learn about myself and my gifts, you know, and my talent, so.
Yeah, that's what's important right there. I'm glad you mentioned that. People got to discover, this includes me, you got to discover your talents. And I keep discovering mine every day, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is, you got to discover your talents. And I'm so glad, Courtney, that you was able to do that and continue to grow as well, because God will show you everything, won't he? He'll show you stuff. And you just got to keep going, don't you? Amen. Amen. Such a blessing. Well,
yes,
tell us about
Lord.
Your family and everything. How's your family doing? And how's everybody doing down there? And how's the weather down there as well?
It's sunny. It's a little bit of rain, but majority of the time it's hot here in Miami. But my family is doing well. Everybody's working. Yeah. Everybody's just trying to, you know, take their own path in life and just stay focused and do right, you know.
Yeah.
So I encourage, we all encourage each other. We all keep each other going no matter, you know, the situation. So I'm blessed to have the family that I have, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do bless our families, Courtney. Thank you so much for that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, listening and just joining us, maybe welcome to Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Bond. Our special, special guest is Courtney Johnson, late Jones, business owner and lover of the
Hello.
Word of God. Amen.
Yes.
I'm with you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Also, too, Courtney, for those who want to know more about your business, is there a way to get in touch with you? I know you mentioned, I think you're on Instagram, I believe, as well, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So how can people get in touch with you?
Sorry, my Instagram is I am Laced by Court, and my Gmail is lacedbycourt@gmail.com. So you guys can feel free to email me anything about natural hair care, anything about wigs, if you're into wigs, you know, sewing. You can contact me anything with coloring hair from natural to, you know, you can just contact me, and I would love to chat with you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's good. You could do some consulting to the women. That's wonderful to hear. And I'm sure you work with businesses and anybody who wants to contact you. So we'll be asking Courtney more about her business, how you get in touch with her as well. So that's powerful, Courtney. Well, that's great. Well, Courtney, I'm excited about, you know, we wanted to get right to what God has done and is doing for you as well. So we really want to hear a little bit about your testimony, you know, a lot about your testimony and where God did it. But let's go and start from the beginning, I guess, a little bit, you know, like where you were born and raised, and then bring it on up. And tell us about your story a little bit as you're led as the Lord. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. I was born here in Miami, Florida, but mainly in Overtown, Miami. So that's like right by the downtown area. Yeah, so it's like, I don't know if you're familiar with public housing. It, some people call it projects.
Yes,
some people
I am.
Call
yeah,
it,
exactly. Yeah, projects for sure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or the hood, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But God, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from. You know,
no,
God can do change anybody, you know. So, yeah, my grandmother, she came here from New Jersey, and that's where she ended up at. And, you know, my mom, she had my mom in Jacksonville, but they ended up coming back here.
Yeah.
So I was born and raised there, living with my grandmother at first, and then she left it to my mom, and she moved back to Jacksonville, so... My mom, us living there probably since I was born. Like I end up moving like around 7 to 10 years old because my mom's fiance at the time ended up getting killed.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was really close to him. Like I was one of his favorites, you know.
Right.
Honestly, so I took it a little hard because they end up keeping me back around that time. I was in the third grade. They end up keeping me back because I had to take the FCAT. So, you know. I believe that was one of the reasons why, you know, because mentally I was dealing with that loss.
Right.
So my mom moved us from there. They transferred us to a different public housing before she ended up just letting it go because of the environment she wanted more
right.
for us.
Right.
Yeah,
amen.
So, amen. So when they moved to her, after he got killed and we got transferred to another school, you know, we ended up in a different place, different environment, new people, you know, and I just started dancing from there, like went from dancing in a band to being in a dance group, you know, and just trying to find my way,
yeah, exactly.
you know, just trying to find
yeah.
that outlet for me,
yep,
you know.
Yep.
So my mom, my grandmother, they are God-fearing women, always kept us in church young, you know. Even
Amen.
Around at that time when we moved to this new public housing, church bus had to come get us, like, you know, every other day, maybe 4 times a week we had to wear the finest dresses, finest, you know, gear to go to church,
yes.
you know. So I was heavy and part of the plays in church, choir, me and my two sisters,
wow.
you know, and just being that child, you get me? And I had
yep,
to be
yep.
like around 10, 11, 12 around this time because we stayed there for a little bit. After leaving Overtown, we moved to Liberty City. And just living in Liberty City, probably in the inner city for probably an additional 8 years, a lot had happened, you know, during that time. From
right.
going to that school in that area, which was Charles R. Drew Elementary and Middle, and then going to high school, which was Miami Northwestern Senior High. So I was a bull or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I end up, you know, just kind of being a rebellious teen during that time period, you know, because I was smelling myself. You get me?
Yes.
You know, when you up in that age, my mom being a single mom, she's working majority of the time. And it's me and my siblings, you know, we fiending for each other, like, you know, just keeping up with the house, making sure,
right.
you know, things are done around the house while my mom's
yeah, exactly.
at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so around that time, you know, I just was, like, dating different guys. You know, I want to say I was looking for, like, love, a fatherly love or just something to
yeah,
fill that
yeah.
void of not having my dad around. Because
right.
I knew who he was, but I always wondered why he never came around, you know, why,
right.
like,
yeah.
he never spent time with me or whatever. But it was just a lot that was going on that I didn't know. It was a lot of
yes.
confusion that was going on with the situation with my father that I didn't know until I got older.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember during that time, I used to write notes. You know, I used to write a lot, and I used to be on Microsoft Works when it was up then. And just
yeah.
my spirit used to cry out. And I used to like write like asking God why my other siblings have their dad, you know.
Yeah.
I always me coming in church, I never encountered God, but I knew it was a God because I just I just knew, you know, I just saw how my mom would go about things, So, you know, but I never had that encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I used to write a lot. That was one of the things that I was hurting about, the absence of my father. You know, I used to write and just write to myself, venting. Then I used to write songs, and the songs used to describe how I was feeling, you know. But ultimately, it was the relationship, you know, that I was involved in that was not healthy for me. And my mom, she was fighting hard for me. You know, she was trying to just save me from going that way. You get me? But it's like I wouldn't listen. It's like if she wouldn't approve, I'll sneak and do it. You get me?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah, but in the end, you know, these guys would hurt me. You know, they would abuse me. It was just, it was causing me pain, and it was allowing me to go through more things. You know, it was creating more problems in my life on top of problems because I was just really hanging out. You know, really hanging out Monday through Sunday. Like, you know, by me started working, once I got out the West, I was working, getting, you know, when you're working in a shop, it's like you're your own, I'm in a 10th grade making money, you know, so it's I'm not clocking in a 9-to-5, so I was seeing money every day and then still getting paid every week, so that money didn't really have no, like, you know, structure. I was just careless with it, you get me? And on top of that, I had friends, you know, that was a part of that lifestyle, like the worldly things, that was like fast money, you know, getting themselves into trouble. And my mom, she always would try to get through to me and tell me, like, I want my little girl back. Especially, you know, when the guy she knew I was dealing with was not listening to her, respecting her when she say certain things. She just didn't approve of it. And she said maybe she just let me go through it, you know.
Right.
So after going through, like, different toxic relationships, you know, and feeling empty after I done given my all and trying to support a person, I saw it was a lose-lose situation. You get me? Because I wasn't going to – I always knew my worth at the end of the day. I always felt like some things I didn't deserve, you know. And I thank God for that strength to just leave things alone instead of try to fight and go through more things to keep and hold on to certain people.
Amen.
Yeah, so all of that led up into, like, I write around that time, you know, I was living a fast life, like drinking, you know, clubbing, you know, just trying to fill that void, anything to numb the pain that I was running from, you get me? Or the reality that I was running from, or things that I had to really boss up and do, you get me? Like, some people can't do what everybody do because God put something in you. You know, to go a certain path in life, you know?
That's right. Amen. So, amen. That's powerful, Courtney. Yeah.
Amen. Powerful. So, you know, it just all changed for me, like, one day, one birthday. You know, it was, I had saw one birthday, my 21st birthday, after my mom moved us out of Liberty, the inner city, like, the project, public housing, the inner city. She moved us from there because we only were staying in two public housing. And she was like, she wanted more for us. So we moved from different houses. The last house that we stayed in as a family was the house that I believe that I really found who I was, you know? Because it's like everything got boring for me. Just doing the same thing. I just felt like I wasn't getting anywhere, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm making money. Yeah, you know, I have good friends. Yeah, I have the glamorous pictures. Yeah, I'm riding in different nice cars, but I feel like I didn't have purpose. You know, I feel like I wasn't really proud of myself. You know, I didn't see me getting somewhere like where I wanted to be. I just felt like I wanted more, you know?
Amen. Exactly. You wanted more. That's the key right there. You knew there was something inside you had to come out. I love it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
So, my 21st birthday, I remember having this feeling in me like I'm so thankful to be alive. Because, mind you, I had got into a car accident. You know, I was just
Wow.
Things was happening to me, and you know, and I knew, like, you know, I just knew it was God, and it kind of made me scared, you know, in a way, because I was like, you know, maybe I'm moving too fast, I need to slow down. It's like, but I'll be still for a while, and I'll just go back hanging with these people and just running, you know, with people, you know, living a fast life. So my 21st birthday, I just had this feeling over me like never before. It was a fearful feeling, but it was like a feeling of gratitude that I was still here, you know?
Yes, amen.
So, yeah, so I just went to praising God that day. Like, my spirit just went to crying out to God on my birthday. And in me, I wasn't normally every birthday I do it big, you know? Like, I have to, I go all out. My mom, they make sure, you know, everything is right. But this birthday, it didn't even matter to me. I was so thankful and fortunate for my being.
Amen.
So I just remember giving God all the praise. Like, you let me see
praise
I'm so thankful. I feel so blessed. Everything.
Yeah,
you know?
praise him. Amen.
Amen. So,
praise
like, a few days later, mind you, this had to be God already, his will being done. Because I never, after that 21st birthday, when I tell you from that day, I've never been the same.
Amen.
Until now.
Amen. Wow. That is powerful right there. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for this wonderful life change. Father God, thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Courtney Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Courtney Johnson on Power Connections. Oh, wow. God is awesome. Yes, Courtney, as you was talking, you could see over your life that God was is keeping you. No doubt about it.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Man. But you can only see it after the fact. And you can only see it as you get older and as we look back to thank God. And that's where you got to praise him, ladies and gentlemen. You got to praise him for keeping you through all the danger and, you know, all the things that could have happened for such a time as this. So that's wonderful. Back to you, Courtney. That's powerful. Wow.
Amen. So after that 21st birthday, I remember like a day or two later, because I remember after that, after praising God, I went to open that Bible because I always had a Bible with me. When I used to get in trouble in school, my mom, she's firm. Her being a single parent, we had a curfew. We had to clean, you know, so she never let up on us.
I love
so when I used to get in trouble with her, even dealing with these guys, and she see, oh, I done skipped school and this, that, and the third, she'll come get me. And I'll run and get the Bible. I don't know. For some reason, I just knew the Bible would save me.
Amen.
I would run and get the Bible.
Amen.
And in that Bible, what God had brought me back to as my being saved in my walk, I have this Bible. It's in my car now in the back seat in the window. It says, I just was crying out in the Bible young, and I had to be in the third grade saying, Lord, I love you and my mom. Barely could write. I was like, Lord, help me with the family trouble, you know, and this, that, and the third. So my little spirit was crying out then, and I didn't even know it was that intimate. So, yeah, after my 21st birthday that day, I remember praising God and just being wanting to know now. You know, I had that Bible. I went to read and asking God, help me understand, speak to me. You know, I know you are real, you know. Because at this point, I'm like, if I'm alive on my 21st birthday, I need to count my days. You get me? I don't know why I had that fear over me like that, but I probably knew the times was coming that was going to be wicked or what, but I just had a fear over me like, I don't want nothing to happen to me.
Amen. Amen. I love it. Yeah, so wonderful,
amen.
Courtney, when God calls you, you can feel it. I mean, if you don't get the call, you may miss it. You know, you don't want to miss it. That's what's happening there, I think.
Amen, God.
So
I'm
that powerful,
glad I answered the call.
That is powerful. Amen. So we thank God that you heed the call and that you recognize the call. But God does call us, ladies and gentlemen, and he gives us several chances. And sometimes people don't choose the right way, and that's their choice. But we thank God that Courtney says, I got to get back to the Lord, and that's where she's at today. So we praise God for this life. Amen. Back to you, Courtney. I love this story. This is a wonderful testimony that God's goodness, ain't it?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And it's all Jesus, honestly, because it's so many times that I've had people try to tell me.
Yeah, he loves you
otherwise,
so much.
And he kept confirming, it's me, it's Jesus, to the point where I said, without a doubt in my Amen.
Amen.
It for me. And when I went to giving him glory and calling his name, acknowledging him, I felt like so powerful and unstoppable, you know.
Exactly.
And I just felt so grateful, and I just still feel like so joyful. It's a joy
Amen.
I can't explain that no person has ever made me feel, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's wonderful, Corey. That's exactly what the Word of God teaches, what Jesus teaches. That's what our pastors and bishops and ministers and evangelists teach around the world, that Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen, and he can overcome anything. But you got to call on his name. You got to call on him,
Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen. You got to call on him because he is the only true God. God said there's nobody. Jesus told us that there's no one that comes to the Father but through him. So everything
Amen.
Goes through the Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, everything.
Our peace
in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. And ladies and gentlemen, if you got anybody got a problem with that, you can call me directly. I'll be glad to challenge you on that one because there's only one God, ladies and gentlemen. Only one God.
And let me
only
tell you, on my journey, I've encountered some powerful people. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
And when I tell you, no evil can stand against the blood of Jesus. No
Amen.
Evil.
That's right.
And it's like he got that divine protection over you
mm-hmm.
and that enlightenment over you and that peace that passes all understanding. He won't allow you to waver. He won't allow you to be deceived. He won't allow
That's
you
right.
to not stand
Amen.
Firm. He said, you shall not be moved. And everything God
Amen.
Say, he mean it. He stands
Amen.
On it if you
That's
believe
right.
it.
That's right.
You know?
That's you're right. His word will not return void, Courtney, as you know. And when he puts it out
Amen.
There, ladies and gentlemen, things have to change. As soon as he speaks, it's done. As soon as he speaks, it's done.
Amen.
Whatever he says, it's very exciting when you think about it. We thank God for you. Wow. And Courtney, I know somebody's getting blessed.
Love.
People are getting blessed out there on this one, on this testimony today.
Yes,
I know
Lord. Bless them now, God.
Amen. That's right. And we tell people too, Courtney, stop playing with the Lord. Y'all stop playing out there with Jesus and going and get all the way in. You know,
go get your blessings.
Amen. Amen.
Amen,
well, ladies and gentlemen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to the awesome Courtney Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a business owner and lover of the Lord. And she's a wonderful hair specialist. She deals in wigs as well, ladies and gentlemen, for women. And she'll help you out in that area for consulting and just has a great testimony, of course, but also a wonderful business. And she makes people look better, feel better, and be better
Amen.
As well.
Amen. Yes,
Lord. I love it. So we're so excited about you. Hey, guys, listen to Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and also our wonderful guest, Courtney Johnson. Courtney, we're going to take a quick, we're going to take a little music break here, and we're going to come right back and come continue our wonderful conversation with you. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's great.
All right, hold on 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play a little Byron Cage here. This is some of the selections that Courtney wanted to hear, and we're going to play those for her tonight. So all these songs are dedicated to her, plus also her family as well. God bless you. We'll be right back after the song. Okay?
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the everything. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. The very air we breathe, he gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, tell us. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say spoken. So this is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. Still the air and breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is.
My daily.
Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is.
This is my daily.
Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell him together, and I. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour, I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. And I'm desperate for you. Tell him again. I'm lost. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He,
oh,
come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given.
Here I am.
Come on, say it again. This is the air.
Dropout group, I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on, sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta love it. Gotta love it. Gotta love the Lord. Amen. Father God in heaven, we thank you and praise you for all things. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Byron Cage in The Air I Breathe. And as you know, Courtney, we can't do nothing without the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. So y'all better get on the stage, get on the stage, get on the ride.
The Spirit of the Living God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise right now. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're on with Courtney. We're on with Courtney Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, business owner and lover of the Word of God, spreading the gospel all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. So you're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Thank you so much. Well, Courtney, we're back, and we're just excited. Thank you so much for your part of your testimony there today. And we just thank God for your mama, because your mama is off the chain. Let's give her a hand and clap of praise, because she knew what she was doing to raise y'all.
Amen.
I know.
She has done it.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, because your mama loves you, obviously. She loves y'all.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So we give honor to your mother and family. And we, you know, everybody has a journey, Courtney. That's the, including me. Everybody on the planet has their own journey. So it's not unique, but it is unique because everybody has to go through their own journey. You know, everybody's not the same. And some people don't make it through their journey, unfortunately. And we understand that. And we thank God that people who did make it are still here today to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor in that area. So some people don't make it, ladies and gentlemen, but those who did make it, we just thank God again for lives like Courtney Johnson today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Courtney, you know, there's so much going on today, and I want you to talk to our young people, but you're fairly young. We want to talk to our young people today, because you obviously see a lot of things, you know, as far as talking to people and meeting people and so forth. But what would you tell our young people today, our generation, your generation today?
I would just let them know it's okay to be by yourself. If people not respecting you, how you feel you deserve to be respected, or doing things that you don't feel that you want to do, it's okay to do your own thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to just press alone, you know, and just be true to yourself, you know. That's most importantly. Like, do not go against yourself, how you feel, for nothing or no one, no matter what it means, you know. And trust God, you know, no matter what. Don't trust man, trust God. You have to pray. You have to believe, you have to know there's a God, and you have to keep trying. Don't give up. You know, if it's hard, keep trying. Keep trying. Keep pressing forward. And stay encouraged. You know, stay positive. You know, don't be around negative influences. Don't be negative. Just stay positive and stay hopeful. You know, because God can change your story overnight, you know. You can wake up somebody else. You get me? Like, you never know what God has in store for you if you just stay positive and you keep the faith that you believe, you know.
Amen. I love it. I love it, Courtney. You know, two things I was getting from your testimony, too, as well. You got to talk to the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, for yourself. You got to do that. You got to talk to God, just like you would talk to your mommy, your daddy, or sisters, brothers. Just that. Just ask God. Ask God questions. Ask Him. You know, you can ask God a question. You'll be glad to answer them for you. Now, you got to just wait on the Lord, but you got to ask God. And the other thing that Courtney mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, too, is the Bible. You got to read the Word.
Amen.
And there's no, you can listen. Yeah, exactly. And plus, you can listen to it. You don't want
to
read it.
You're speaking to Him. So.
Amen. Exactly.
You
can listen to the Word. That's right.
Amen.
That's it, Courtney. That's exactly right. And Courtney, if they don't want to read the Word, they can listen to it. I mean, it's all audio. I mean, you can go on YouTube right now, ladies and gentlemen, put in the Bible audio, and you can read, get the whole Bible and listen to it. That's amazing, ain't it?
Right.
Just incredible.
And you see, when I was a kid, how my thing was, I would go, right, that was my way. Of talking to God, unless it was a bad situation where I knew I had to pray. But I always knew there was a God, and I always got away from things to go by myself to that alone place. So let's say, be truly with those. It's okay to get away from people and go pray, you know?
Go
into your closet, go into your hiding place, walk alone sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just pray, you get me? Because God, like you said, whether you know it or not, he brings things back to you. Like, you know, even messages. Like when I was in church, I used to hear people say things, you know, and I never understood what it meant until I got older. Like, even when you say God chastises the ones he loves. So, you know, you might be wondering why you're going through any question that you might have for God. He's waiting to answer. You have to, don't be afraid to say things out loud. You know,
that's right.
Because he hears you. You can speak out loud and say, Lord, what's going on? Well, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Even with his word, you could be reading something and you really want to get it. Say, Lord, I don't understand. Help me. What are you trying to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
And you shift that voice in your head so you can hear his voice.
Yep. Yep. Every time, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it, ladies and gentlemen, from Courtney Johnson, our special guest on Power Connections. Ladies and gentlemen, she has tapped in. We are tapped into the power of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about him. And what she said, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very important. There's only one God, and God loves you so much. Courtney, you know that. God loves you so much. He just wants you to follow him. He just wants you to follow him, ladies and gentlemen. But he gives you a choice, though, right? He's such an awesome, the Holy Spirit is such an awesome gentleman. They don't force God. He doesn't force you to love him, but he wants you to love him because you're the best. He's the best for you. He's the best for all of us, whether we believe it or not. So we thank God for that. That is so powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about Courtney Johnson's wonderful life. And Courtney, you want to tell people about your business again, too, how to get in touch with you, about your wonderful business as well, and how to get in touch with you as well. Thank you so much. You need to write a book or do a play or something soon, don't you? You going to do
everything,
something like that?
Lord. Everything,
yeah, you need to do a play, film, movies, all that kind of stuff, as the Lord leads you.
I love reading books. I love faith and lightning, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
I just like hearing about other people's journeys. You aren't the first one. I'm not the first one that's trying to do great things here on the earth and trying to do something different and that can bless me and my family and everybody. You know, people have family, and those are the people that I look up to and I watch, you know, and I learn from as well. Because it hasn't been easy for nobody. Everybody has went through it and going through it. You know?
Yep, exactly right. That's wonderful. And also, too, Courtney, you're breaking up just a little bit. I want to make sure everybody can hear you real good. So make sure you got a good connection there as you talk as well. Okay. Thank you so much for that. But thank God. So, amen. So, that's wonderful. Yep, a lot better there. Thank you. So make sure nobody missed your wonderful words there, wisdom there. So, ladies and gentlemen, hey, this is Power Connections with Courtney Johnson. And we wanted to hear about how, Courtney, if you would, let everybody know how to get in touch with you through social media as well and a little bit about your business again. It'd be great.
Yes, you guys can search me on Instagram. I am Lace, LACED, by BY Court, KORT. Or you can contact me via email, lacebycourt@gmail.com. And I'll feel free and I'm open to talk to you about anything, hair mainly. But through email, you know, if you want to talk about purpose, about, you know, the love of God, I'm open for it.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the wonderful voice of Courtney Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, business owner, lover of the word. We just had a great testimony of the power of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, to save souls. And when you cry out to him, he will save you. So we want to thank God again for Courtney's wonderful time today with us. And again, we just want to give God some praise. And also, we honor her, her mother, her family that also raised her well today as well. Amen.
Glory, God. Yes,
amen.
Lord. It's a blessing.
Amen.
And
yes,
sometimes
it is
you don't realize how blessed you are. You know?
Right. Yeah.
But
absolutely.
You have to take time out and count your blessings. It's the littlest thing that holds the most value.
Amen. Amen. Well, Courtney, before we go to song, last song, I wanted to give you a chance to, I want you to, if you don't mind, I want you to pray for the people out there, to pray for the people as the Lord leads you out there. And then any final thoughts that you may have for the people out there as we move forward here. As you know, time flies when you're having fun, don't it? Always. I love
Amen.
It.
Thank you.
But if you would go ahead and pray for us and any final thoughts you may have for the network. Thank you so much. It's all yours.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to thee humble yet bold. Lord, just want to tell you thank you for being who you are.
Yes, we thank you, Father. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for being true to your word.
Thank you.
Never would you leave us. Never would you forsake us, God. And we just want to say we want to bless you, God, because you are worthy, God.
Yes.
You say praise, confuse the enemy. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to carry us on our journey, God, to success and peace and love and prosperity, Heavenly Father. Continue to let your will be done in the earth, God. Touch your people's hearts, Lord. You know what they stand in need of as well as us, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, God, for just loving us in spite of, God. We thank you for your divine plan for our lives in the future. You know us all name by name, God. We just want to tell you thank you for creating us in your perfect image and likeness, oh God. We thank you for strengthening us in our weakness, oh God. Thank you for making us the head and not the tail, oh God, and placing us above and not beneath, Heavenly Father. We just bless your holy name today, God, because we know you're going to continue to do greater things in our life, oh God, not
mm-hmm.
today. So we just want to bless you, God. We just want to tell you we love you, Lord God. We just want to tell you we feel your presence. We welcome you in this place and in every place, oh God. We acknowledge your presence in every place, oh God. We will continue to talk about your goodness and graces until the end of time, oh God. And we just want to tell you thank you. Bless you, Lord. Bless your people today. Open up the ears. Open up their minds, oh God. Open up their hearts to receive you today and receive your people, oh God. Continue to let your light shine through your people, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you for the victory through Christ Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, just for your amazing grace, Lord God. We just love you so much, Father God.
Yes,
we
yes,
just love
yes.
you so much, Jesus, because we Amen. Know that for there is no greater love than what you have done to lay your life down for your fellow brethren, Lord Jesus. We mm-hmm. believe in you. We ask that you don't leave us alone. You stay with us. You continue to come to us. You continue to strengthen. You continue to reveal yourself to us in a greater way, in a more mightier way, Lord Jesus. And we just say hallelujah today,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, Lord God, and bless your people as well as myself and more abundantly, Heavenly Father. Continue to open up supernatural doors for us, your people, God. And we just declare this is only the beginning for each and every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen.
Amen. What a powerful prayer, Sister Johnson. I love it. Give God some praise out there, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. That's powerful. Powerful. Well, Sister Courtney, you know we got to have you back sometime in the future, so you're always welcome to come back. And
thank you. Yes.
How you doing? So, we'll be talking, of course, either via phone or, of course, via social media. So we're just so proud of you and excited for you. And we give honor and glory to you as well in the name of Jesus. So thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I'm thankful for everything.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Amen. So we thank God for Courtney's Johnson's life, Father God, and she's going to have a great day today and, of course, an awesome week coming up, and the rest of her life is
yes.
going to be awesome
all of us.
As well.
All of us.
Amen.
Yes,
that's right.
Lord.
Amen. So one more time, we're going to give God a praise because he can't stop praising him, can't get enough praise.
Thank
for him.
You, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
Well, Courtney, any final words there before we go to song or anything else you got? You good?
Yeah, I just want to encourage everybody to be encouraged. Encourage yourself. Don't you know, it's okay
yeah.
to go to Pandora, put on your gospel. You know, make time for yourself, for your spirit. Take care of your soul. Take care of your mind. Take care of your well-being, because that's the only way you can connect with God if you're vibrating on a good frequency, you know?
There you go. That's right.
You know, just keep your spirits up, keep the faith, because you're not in it alone. Continue to read, continue to educate yourself, continue to grow as a phenomenal divine being.
Amen. And take no mess from the enemy, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus. You don't have to take it. Jesus,
tell him get back. Tell the enemy to get back.
That's right. That's exactly right. And as Courtney knows, and a lot of people know that are listening, that Jesus said, I come that you have life and have it more abundantly. He's already overcome the enemy, you know, in the name of Jesus. But you got to speak that word, ladies and gentlemen. You got to speak that word over yourself, over the situation.
You have
to
know it and believe
it. Amen. That's it. That's the key word right there, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it. You heard it from Courtney Johnson. You got to believe the word of the Lord.
Yes.
There's nothing you really can't do in the power of God, ladies and gentlemen. He wants you to be like him. He wants you to imitate him. Matter of fact, the word talks about imitating Jesus. You got to imitate Jesus.
Yes.
He says, greater works.
Amen.
Greater works you do. Jesus said, you'll do greater works if you just believe in me. So we thank God for you. Well, Courtney, it's been
He wants
awesome.
You to know what he knows.
Yeah,
amen.
Exactly.
He wants you
exactly.
to know things. So you have to educate yourself. The Bible is going to teach you these things, you know, hidden things you couldn't even imagine knowing. It's going to open up your horizons. You begin to see. When it say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. That's when God, the more you read, God is opening you, the more he will open your eyes, you know, and awaken you, you know.
Yep.
So
Amen.
That's what people mean by stay woke. You have to enlighten yourself. God, only God can wake you up to see things. So the more you spend time in his presence through prayer and studying his word, the more he's going to awaken you. And the more you can do things in him.
Amen. Amen. Well said there, Sister Johnson. Well said. And ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad that you're blessed today by Courtney's testimony today. And words of wisdom to all that are listening and will be listening today so much. Well, Courtney, thank you so much again for your time. God bless you.
Thank you for having me. God bless each and every listener. I'm thankful for each and every person that tuned in. I just, I'm very thankful, guys. So I appreciate you all, and I appreciate you, Doctor, for having me here. It's a blessing.
Ma'am. Bless you. We're so excited for you, and we thank God for your life, your wonderful life. Continue to bless others, as ladies and gentlemen, as we move forward. Hey, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song that Courtney loves. It's by Tasha Cobb Leonard. You know my name, and he does know your name, ladies and gentlemen. He knows your name before the foundations of the world began. He knew it, that you're going to be here. He knew you were going to be talking today. He knew that Courtney was going to be here. He knew that I was going to be on here today, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for all things good.
Glory. God
Amen.
Is perfect. His timing is perfect.
Amen. Exactly. Exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we want to leave you with this, and we're just excited about you. Always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time on Power Connections. Our wonderful guest today was Courtney Johnson, business owner,
Thank you.
Tremendous testimony of the power of the living God that saves souls. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Soul. Your soul to be saved.
He's
Amen.
Our Redeemer, guys. Redeem. He's a Redeemer.
Yes, he is.
So nothing too hard for God. No matter where
Amen.
You are, he will
Amen.
Pick you up right where he will meet you there.
Yep. Yep. He sure will.
Amen.
You know, and also, too, Courtney, one thing I always tell people, if you're going to be selfish about your soul to the Lord, if nothing else. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
God.
If you're going to
yes.
be selfish, save your own soul and don't worry about everybody else. You got to be concerned, of course, but my point is don't let other people take your soul from the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen,
God. All right,
Jesus.
We'll see you. All right, Courtney, enjoy your wonderful meal. You'll enjoy yourself.
You
we'll
too.
Take care.
Thank
amen.
You.
Thank you. All right,
enjoy
bless you now.
Enjoy your family. Enjoy your time.
Will.
Enjoy your movies, anything.
Amen.
Your business.
Amen.
You guys
amen.
Have
Thank
a wonderful one.
Amen. It's going to be a great day, end of the day, and it's going to be a great week for everyone. Thank you. Bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Vaughn and our wonderful, wonderful, awesome guest, Courtney Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back, but you'll be hearing more about Courtney on the network as well in the future as the Lord leads. So we're just excited about that. All right. Hey, we'll see you all a little later. We're going to leave you with Tasha Cobb Leonard. You know my name. Bless you now. See you later, Tasha. See you later. I'm sorry. See you later, Courtney.
Okay,
but
later.
You
thank
now.
You.
Okay, bless you. Bless you now. Bye bye.
All right, bless you.
Bye bye.
No matter. Can turn me. No matter.
Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Vaughn and our wonderful, awesome guest. We got Courtney Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, that joined us from Florida. We're just excited about her life and her family, and we trust that you have a great day and a great rest of the week as well, in Jesus' name. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is Lord. And we'll see you next time on Power Connections. Bye-bye.